Hello everyone, my name is Malik Johnson from RMU Radio. The date today is March 3rd, 2017, and here is the news for the week. Students Mary Funderlich and Dale Miller secured a $50,000 Qualcomm grant to build a tiny home on RMU's campus as part of an honors thesis project with management professor Marcel Minutolo. Tiny home will be donated to the Veterans Palace of Washington Boulevard, a charity home for homeless veterans. If you're a faculty member and would like to share your research, today is the last day to submit a poster proposal for the March 15th Research and Grants Expo at Sewell Center. The event is open to all and will feature a panel on predatory journals and a keynote from UPMC's Chief Innovation Officer. Remember, guys, you're invited to the Women's Leadership and Mentorship Program. They're going to host their next book group club Thursday, April 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Wheatley Center atrium. Dinner will be served. Be sure to contact Lisa Foster at Foster, that's Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R-E, at rmu.edu to request a copy. Please request a book only if you can attend the meeting on April 6th. Be sure to RSVP at rmu.edu/newsroom/TheMinuteMan. You're also invited to the Celebration of Women Luncheon sponsored by the School of Education and Social Sciences on Tuesday, March 14th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Sewell Center's dining rooms, A, B, and C. The featured speaker is Brenda Henwood, and she is the founder and owner of the FTBA, an electrical contracting company. With over 30 years of experience in education, sales, and entrepreneurship, she'll be able to focus on the theme of women in business and industry. And RMU forwards Brady Ferguson and Daniel Levins are among the 66 players nationwide who have been nominated for College Hockey's top award. Fans can cast their vote until March 5th by going to the Hobby Baker website. That's www.hobbybaker.com/vote. Following the prompts to make your selections from this year's outstanding crop of players representing 40 NCAA Division I schools. And remember, the RMU men's hockey team will host a Holy Cross in a best-of-three Atlantic Hockey Conference tournament series at the RMU Island Sports Center Friday, March 10th through Sunday, March 12th at 7:05 p.m. For tickets, call 412-397-4949 or visit rmutickets.com. On to the sports this week, we have women's ice hockey versus Lindenwood, 4 p.m. at Buffalo, New York. Women's track and forward field versus ECAC indoor championships. Women's lacrosse versus University of Detroit Mercy, 1 p.m. Moon Township. That'll be here at our own Joe Walton. Men's basketball will be at Emmonsburg's. Play against Mount St. Mary's at 2 p.m. Women's ice hockey versus CHA tournament championship. It will be in Buffalo, New York at 4 p.m. Women's track and field versus ECAC indoor championships all day at Boston, Massachusetts. On Sunday, women's basketball will play the number 8 seed Farley Dickinson at 1 p.m. Moon Township. Men's lacrosse will be at High Point, North Carolina, 4 p.m. And women's track and field will play against ECAC indoor championships all day at Boston, Massachusetts. Thank you guys for tuning in the news today. Be sure to tune in next week. Or maybe not at all. I don't know. It's your decision. Not the best. I stumbled a lot. But I'm also really tired.